This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Kendrick Green joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Kendrick, a very good morning to you. How you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you?
We're great. And thank you for getting up and joining us this morning. So, early in the season, a lot of people talk, and they say, man, this offensive line, they need to perform better. And then, bam, it's gotten better and better and better seemingly every week, highlighted by last week against Denver. How have you guys and why have you guys gotten better every week?
On days like today, you know, work days out here at practice on the south side, you know, we're out here getting after it and really just trying to, you know, improve every day. And, you know, we're not where we want to be yet, but we're trying to take steps in the right direction.
Who's been the sort of steadying veteran influence over you guys? Because we're used here in Pittsburgh to having a bunch of veteran dudes on the offensive line. Kevin Dotson's got 1 year under his belt. Trey Turner's played elsewhere. But then it's a bunch of young guys, including yourself. So who's been the veteran, whether it's an offensive lineman or somebody else who's walked in at times and said, all right, guys, let's calm it down. This is what we need to keep focused on.
I would say Trey definitely stepped into that leadership role in our room. Trey Turner, our right guard, he's kind of just the one that gets everybody on the same page.
Kendrick Green joining us here, Fan Morning Show. Take me through, and man, or that draft day, whenever you got drafted and you're in your living room or your little sister and everything, people go wild for it. They thought it was absolutely bonkers here in Pittsburgh, and they loved it. But then when you get into Pittsburgh, the responsibility of, man, like, I'm going to be snapping the ball to a dude that I've seen play forever, and that's Ben Roethlisberger. He's like 70 years old. Look at him. Take me through that, though, when you know you're playing with somebody that you've watched play for so long, but how he's treated you and how he's just like one of your teammates now.
Absolutely. It's still crazy to me. But honestly, man, he's hard on me at times, but you know, I know it's for all the right reasons, and He's definitely. It's an honor to play with him.
Were there nerves at first that you're playing with somebody who's going to be in the Hall of Fame?
Oh, 100%.
Well, just how do you break the ice on, like, there's nothing closer in football than a center quarterback relationship. Quite literally, sometimes the guy's got his hands right underneath your ass, right? Like that's as close as two dudes get. So how do you break the ice on that relationship when you're a rookie and, as Colin pointed out, it's a future Hall of Fame quarterback?
I mean, I guess it's kind of, you know, just trying to, you know, during training camp and OTAs in the spring and stuff, just trying to work to gain his trust, you know, in that way so he has confidence in me. I think that's the biggest thing.
Has it helped with this offense that you have Freiermuth, you have Najee, and you have guys going through the same thing at the same time? And have you guys forced kind of a bit of a bond that, okay, we're here in our first year, we're all going through this together, and we're all counted on? How tight are you guys together?
I would say in our draft class is pretty tight. You know, we always hang out outside of the facility and stuff as well. So I would definitely say that, you know, those are guys that I'm super comfortable with and that I've grown close with over the time being out here in Pittsburgh.
How has Najee injected himself? Because he mentioned it the other day into the offensive line meetings from time to time to sort of give you guys an idea on what he's seeing when he's approaching the line of scrimmage or looking for a hole or how he's attacking things. And how does that help you guys as an offensive line unit?
It definitely helps us out a ton. You know, I mean, we're all on one accord. We're all in sync and we know what he's thinking. And like, I don't think people give him enough credit, man. Najee's a very, very smart football player, not to mention like how freakishly athletic and, you know, the crazy stuff he can do with the ball in his hands, but he's a super smart ball player as well.
How refreshing was that Denver game? Because earlier in the year, you'd thrown the football a bunch of times. You're playing from behind. You have to pass protect. How much do you love just saying, look, I'm going to bulldog that guy across the line for me. I'm going to get lower, meaner, and nastier. Like, is that Kendrick Green?
You know, I think every offensive lineman would prefer to run the ball first, but that's just how I think. But, you know what I mean? So it's definitely, I don't want to say comforting, but, you know, we definitely appreciate it a little bit more when the score's a little bit closer and we can run the ball.
Can you go into games and do that from a game plan standpoint and go run first a little more as you guys advance?
Absolutely, but, you know, at the end of the day, it's whatever Coach Matt Canada and Ben want to do. So, you know what I mean? I'm just out there, and I'm going to protect and block my ass off. So.
Well, yeah, and you've started to really advance that in the last couple of weeks. Kendrick Green, Steeler center with us here on the Fan Morning Show. Again, to bring it back to the relationship thing, because we saw Ben Roethlisberger have that relationship with Maurkice Pouncey for so long, and Pouncey was crucial to Ben's, you know, checks and calls at the line. How have you adjusted to that, and how difficult is it being a rookie? Because I imagine there's still some growing pains involved there, walking to the line of scrimmage, recognizing the defense, calling out the mic in some cases, and communicating with the quarterback.
Exactly. It's you know, it's not nothing easy, you know, and I didn't do it in college, so I think that's the biggest adjustment for me. But I think I worked really hard before training camp, really studied the playbook and really just talking with Ben here and there, understanding what he wants from me, and that's been my biggest thing. So I'm just trying to, you know, I want to hopefully not skip a beat, you know, hopefully step in and try to be as close to what Maurkice Pouncey was for Ben.
Tell me this, too. We got to get down to this. So how different is Pittsburgh than Peoria or Champaign or Urbana? I mean, do you go and you, like, put gas in your car and you're like, people talked about how big Steeler Nation was, but, like, this guy's recognizing me at the BP putting gas in my car. I just can't even walk down the street. Like, is it what you thought of being a Steeler when you're in Pittsburgh as a Steeler?
Yeah, man, it's crazy. Like, the other day I was driving and a dude literally, like, pulls up next to me, like, hey, you're Kendrick Green. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm in my car, you know what I'm saying? But, it's stuff like that that happens all the time. Kind of makes you appreciate where you're at in life, for sure.
When you get to a strange town, and Pittsburgh's a strange town to you when you first get here, you're a rookie NFL lineman. I know you're a noted member of Omega, so does the fraternity thing, when you're fresh out of college and you're in a new city, does that help, I guess, acclimate you to a new city? Do you find fraternity brothers?
Absolutely. So I was out here for, I think, a week and a half when I met up with a lot of my fraternity brothers out here in Pittsburgh. Got to know them and stuff, and they, you know, they kind of told me just, you know, little tips about the city and stuff like that. I actually had a guy help me figure out where I was going to stay, actually. So yeah, it's like just stuff like that. Definitely, I think it definitely welcomes you a little bit more.
Kendrick Green joining us. A couple more minutes here on the Fan Morning Show. How much more difficult, now that it's your job, is it difficult, or I don't want to say easier, but how much different is it that you don't have school, you don't have to go to class? We talk to rookies about this all the time. They say, this is just my full focus. But how much different is film study and all of that? Is it much more on your time? Like, do you like that you don't have to go to school and you just walk in and you're just a football player?
I think it's night and day way, way better.
Oh, yeah?
Maybe that's just me. But absolutely, you know, with football being the main focus, and I actually like football, you know what I mean? I mean, school's all right and all, but, like, let's be real. You know, I mean, we're trying to, you know. So I definitely think that, you know, obviously it's a lot easier on me to really dive into film than I don't have to worry about typing a paper or something like that, you know what I mean?
Are you a morning guy or a night owl? Like, getting up early and getting into the facility and getting the work in before you got to practice, is that your thing? Or are you more like the guy who, like, I'll see The Rock post workout videos at, like, midnight on Instagram. Are you a night owl?
I think I'm definitely more of a morning guy myself. So
tell me through, too, when you go into that facility and you see those guys that have been there, you see T.J. Watt and you see Ben and you see, you know, Joe Hayden that's been in the league forever. Do you find yourself picking the brain of some of those guys? And how is that? Are you apprehensive about approaching guys? Like, are you able to kind of pick the brain of some veterans here?
Absolutely. And I think our veterans are very well, like, very, very approachable as well. You know, they're definitely open-minded. They talk to us and stuff like that. Not even just stuff on the field, like off the field stuff as well. I like to pick their brains, you know, what they're doing and how people are taking care of their body, what's their routine like every week and stuff like that. I think our vets they've helped me out a ton.
When you were a kid, Kendrick, who did you grow up as a fan of, and who was the one player that you looked at when you were a kid and said, man, that guy makes me want to play football?
Never really had a team, but my favorite player growing up was LT, LaDainian Tomlinson. That was my guy.
Did you play running back when you were a little kid, or have you always been a lineman?
In flag football. And I was then, as soon as we had to play tackle, I was too heavy to carry the ball. So.
Oh, they got to get you in the backfield for like a fullback dive type action.
I've been telling Coach Tomlin and Coach Kevin, let's do it, man. But hopefully, right?
Yeah, right. All right. And last thing for you before we let you go, you know, you talked about Pouncey just a little bit and the relationship that everybody knows, the relationship Ben had with him. Were you surprised that they, I don't want to say let you wear 53, but that you wore 53? And how did that all come about? Was there hesitancy from the equipment room or and kind of the responsibility of wearing that number right away?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there was a little bit at once, but you know, I wasn't trying to wear 53 to be Marquise Pouncey. Like, I've worn 53 my whole life, you know what I mean? I knew the number was open. I asked for it, but I was fully prepared for them to say no. But they actually let me wear it, so I'm definitely appreciative of that. So.
What's been the biggest shock to this point, Kendrick, and what do you feel like you still have to get over the course of the next 13 weeks or so?
You really got to take care of your body, and you really got to be on your P's and Q's every week, because every Sunday is a new test, you know what I mean? So I think it's just more so of just trying to get acclimated to the speed of things and really understanding what you're doing, you know, and not just out there doing it just to do it. So I would say in the NFL, man, I think ball's a lot faster, and that's something I got to, you know, I'm still getting used to, so.
Last thing for you before we let you go. Have you been to a hockey game in your life? You ever been to a live hockey game?
I actually went to a Pirates game. I forgot who they were playing, but it was over. I think it was in June.
No, a hockey game, not a baseball game, a hockey game.
Oh, not Pirates, Penguins.
Okay. All
yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah, Penguins.
Because Ramon Foster, we got him into the Penguins before, and he fell in love with going to hockey games. You got to do that. It's an insane time.
It was an electric atmosphere. I loved it, definitely.
And this year it'll be a full building. It'll even be better. It'll be bonkers. It'll be wild.
And so. You'll be one of those. Every time they show the linemen on the screen, Kendrick, people go nuts. And then linemen do crazy lineman things like chug beers or whatever.
So there
and,
you go.
Yeah.
Right. I would absolutely do that.
All right. You're there. Kendrick Green. Kendrick, we thank you this morning for joining us. We appreciate it. Good luck on Sunday night. And we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. You guys take care.
Absolutely.
You too.
Really good stuff. I mean, that is like. You know, and it's like a throwback, but you think, and I've watched him play and saw him play in college as well, but you think like lunch pail, he's just like, hey, look, like that question about, look, nobody likes school. Yeah. I'm a football player.
Yeah.
I just want to play football. I want to knock the guy out across from me. There's no bones about it. Let's just line up and play. And when's the next snap? Let's go.
But, you know, an honest admission that the speed of the game at this level is much, much different from even the highest level of D1. It's a completely different ball game. And if you don't walk to that line of scrimmage completely prepared to fire off on every single snap of the ball, you're going to get knocked on your butt sometimes.
There are times where I think his play ebbs and flows wildly. We'll have a bad penalty. Then he'll look super for three or four snaps, and then he'll have a penalty or he'll miss an assignment. I think he's the guy, though, that will settle in a ton as we move it forward. I do think in just watching Kendrick Green and knowing that he works and talking to people at the building, this is a guy that's going to be the Steelers center for 10 or 12 years.
Yeah, I think those are rookie growing pains, and they'll hopefully work the kinks out over the course of the first season.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.